The fall semester is coming to a close for many local schools and universities in our area. And for WBGO commentator and Seton Hall professor Mildred Antenor, she has some major concerns.
In 2001, the No Child Left Behind Act was passed. It passed with an overwhelming bipartisan support and signed into law by President George Bush in 2002. The act, in short, gives the federal government a greater role in holding schools responsible for the academic progress of all students. It puts a special focus on boosting the performance of students who are ESL, special education, and poor and minority children. The individual states don't have to comply with the new requirements, but if they don't, they risk losing federal money that would go to the school based on test scores of the student body. Now, at first glance, it sounds as all well and good, but as I look back on my past 10 years as an educator in the college classroom, I ask myself, what have we done? I started noticing the problem at the turn of the millennium. I noticed how, on a small scale, some students were having trouble reading. The No Child Left Behind Act emphasizes reading and math skills, but apparently some students were falling through the cracks. For example, when I learned to read as a child, I learned to sound out unfamiliar words. Apparently, this technique isn't being taught on a wide range. And the practice of critical thinking and reading between the lines isn't being taught at all in elementary and high schools. Most of the time, students are being primed to take tests in the hopes of getting federal aid. Our students have become master test takers, but are failing at thinking critically, drawing conclusions, reading between the lines, asking challenging questions, and questioning the research. In my small corner of the world that I call my classroom, for a better part of the 16-week semester, critical thinking is mostly what I do with my students, and we have numerous discussions on topics where I encourage them to challenge me and ask me questions. I can only hope I'm making a dent. When I talk to my colleagues about their own experiences in the classroom, their encounters mirror mine. What are we doing to our kids? What are we doing to society? And to add fuel to the fire, in the past few years of teaching, I've also noticed an epidemic of apathy. I've noticed that too many students are not invested in their own education. For example, here are a few outlandish excuses that I've heard recently. Number one, Professor, I'm going to the middle of the jungle in the Philippines, so I won't be able to take the final exam. Or number two, Professor, I finished my test, but before I submit it, could you review it and tell me what answers I got wrong? Or number three, I know that I have 7 absences and I never handed anything in, but is there a chance that I can still get an A? I'm not kidding, folks. It's the dumbing down of America. Every election year, we hear the same thing from our politicians about how they care about the education of our children and how if we vote for them, they will pump more money into the system to give our kids the education they deserve. We, having short memories, believe it. We vote for them, and before you know it, it's the same dog and pony show. Nothing changes. And we're right back where we started until the next election. In these past 10 years, what I've come to realize is that No Child Left Behind is really contradictory. All children have been left behind, not to mention the gifted and talented students who are completely ignored and left far behind to fend for themselves. That is, if they are not too frustrated and discouraged to do it. I'm Mildred Antenor.